The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.
Hi there, and welcome to another Loads Bubbling podcast from the MTD Group. We're delighted to be with you again, and this time we're looking at whether you can tell if the prospect was really interested in your presentation. Our skills pill looks at what you can do to increase your chances of closing on the phone. And our Inspire Me quote today comes from Simon Sinek, from his book, The Power of Why. This is Mark Williams. We've got a lot to get through today, so let's get bubbling. So, how many times have you walked away from a sales meeting, returned to your office, and stated that the sale is in the bag, and it's just a matter of getting the signature on the contract? How often have you then been disappointed that the sale didn't materialise, especially after you've been convinced that the customer had bought into your solution and you said all the right things while you were making your presentation? If you're like many salespeople, this will have happened multiple times. So, how can you be a little bit more confident then that your presentation hit the mark and that you won't be disappointed with little or no progress later on? Here are some ideas for you. First, after your presentation, don't just ask, "Is everything okay with that?" A simple question won't get your prospect to sign on the line. They may nod in the right places and give you the right signals, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're really interested. Number two, ask what the next stage is. Having pitched your solution, get the prospect to take the initiative by asking what they see as the next step in the process. It's important that you gain commitment from the prospect at this stage, rather than trying every trick you've learned to get them to sign up. The more in control the prospect is during this stage, the more they will tell you how agreeable they are to your solution. Number three, discuss what the results will be when they start using your solution. Remember, people won't be buying your products. They'll buy what your products will do for their business or themselves after the purchase decision has been made. This means that you have to paint a picture of what the results will be when they've been using your product or service for some time. Will they be more profitable? Will their productivity increase? Will their customers get better delivery terms? In other words, what would be the benefits they'll achieve after using you? Fourthly, interest is transitory until they make the decision. Now, our English word decision comes from the root Latin word meaning to cut off from. Until the prospect has made a decision, options are still open to them, and the presentation hasn't made a difference to their future yet. What needs to happen is for them to determine the next stage. At the end of your presentation, you can ask, "What would you like to do next? Is there anything else you need to ask or go through before you make a final decision? Do we have anything else to cover before we move on to the next stage?" Each of these stages will help you determine if your presentation has been successful before moving on to the next part of the process. If the prospect has been impressed sufficiently, you should be able to gain commitment to the next stage of the process. If not, then you need to ascertain how the process needs to be progressed so you help the prospect gain confidence in making a decision. Either way, you help both of you decide which direction you need to go next. Today's skill pill looks at five quick tips when trying to close on the phone. Now, the phone is still the best way to achieve contact with a prospect, especially when they are too far away from you for a personal visit. The main difficulty many salespeople have when on the phone is getting to the close, that point in the conversation where you have to get the other person to make a decision. Sometimes this can be anxiety-inducing for a salesperson because they're not sure what the reaction will be from the decision-maker, and many of us don't want to raise the prospect of being rejected. However, when you get to the point of making a decision, it's important to ensure that you make it appear as the next natural step in the relationship you have with them. If it appears there is dissonance between you and the prospect, any amount of platitudes or grovelling for a sale isn't going to work. Closing should be seen as an integral part of the call, so here are five tips that will help you achieve better results when trying to close a phone call. First, know what your end goal is before you start. Are you trying to actually get a sale from the call, getting the prospect to buy from you today? Or are you trying to gain an appointment for a visit? Are you attempting to secure the next step in the technical sales process? It's absolutely vital to make sure you know what you're trying to achieve before you even start the call. That way you can judge its success and learning points for later calls. Secondly, have a backup or secondary objective plan. Your initial objective may be to get a sale or an appointment from the call, but what if that doesn't materialize? What's the next best achievement? It could be to gain agreement to keep them on a mailing list, or send a brochure, or set up a call in a few weeks' time. Whatever it is, have a secondary goal so you haven't failed if you didn't get a full close. Number three, cover what you've agreed before attempting to gain commitment. This means that you give confidence to the prospect that you've covered and understood everything that's gone on before, and made them confident that they need to be moving on to make a decision. This coverage is important before you position the next stage. Number four, make the close a natural part of the discussion. Now, don't try any tricks or clever speech at this point. You'll lose rapport and make the situation feel uneasy. Instead, be natural and make a statement that will help you progress. It could sound something like this. So, Mr. Prospect, we've agreed that this will help your business increase its sales opportunities by over 10% in the next 3 months. What I propose is we start, or we've agreed, Mr. Prospect, that you will improve your overall performance with this package. So if you'd like to start immediately, we can get this set up for you now. How does that sound? Or the next step would be for us to agree delivery dates and credit terms. Are you okay to go through those details now with me? You'll see that these statements make it obvious that you're going on to the next stage, and the decision maker just needs to decide on what the next step will be, with no pressure tactics from you. Number five, discuss what the results will be when they've made the decision to move forward. Now, this concurs with everything else that's gone on before and gives them confidence that the next step will be advantageous to them. It could sound something like this. So, when you've agreed to buy the product, Mr. Prospect, you can be sure the peace of mind you'll get will far outweigh the small costs incurred. Or, after 3 months of use, you'll see the benefits we've discussed and will see how much better off you'll be. So by giving the prospect confidence like this, they will see that the purchase of your products or services is just the first stage on the journey to better results, increased savings, improved profitability, or whatever it is that you're offering as results. These five steps will help ensure the close isn't a difficult stage that you have to worry about. Instead, it'll be seen as a natural progression in the call and will help your prospect make the right decision for them or their business. Our Inspire Me quote today is from Simon Sinek's book, The Power of Why. He stated that very few people or companies can clearly articulate why they do what they do. By why, I mean your purpose, cause, or belief. Why does your company exist? Why do you get out of bed every morning? And why should anyone care? This is interesting, as most people will say what they do when asked, but the rationale, the purpose, the reason why you do it is rarely, if ever, discussed. Yet the purpose is the real but subtle reason people buy from you. Think about why you get up in the morning, why you put the effort in, why the customer should do business with you. If those reasons aren't valid, ethical, and honest, you may find the customers are able to see through your rhetoric and may not be as interested as you wanted them to be. That's all for today, folks. Remember, there's nothing like a full pipeline, so make sure there's always loads bubbling.
The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.